Blog Talk Radio.
Sun752 with this year. Urban Therapy with Sun Show. We do this every single Sunday from 11 o'clock a.m. till around 12:30-ish. And the reason that we say 12:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Sunday. And it is Sunday. And this is the show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss, and fight, go back and forth with each other, busting up all crazy. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see the way that the universe project us into this thing called the world and try to figure out this thing called life. We play on the monkey bars and push each other up the sliding board and on the swings. We play in the sandbox and on the merry-go-round. We just do the damn thing, have a lot of fun, like it's one big recess. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say, Omar, what's the R? It is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show, and I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope that y'all feeling like real men and women should also. T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your sight. And Terry, Dana, Dane. It's Cinderella, Dana, Dane. Well, there's the woman, Dana, Dane. What's going on, Dana, Dane? I think it's the first time you've been here this year. That's what's up. It's good to see you. So we're talking about if you can't sing around them. And the reason that I named it that is because, you know, a lot of people have hang-ups about their voice. But you'll be hard-pressed to find anybody who doesn't like music or doesn't like to sing along. And you know what I think is interesting? When we're young, when we're growing up, when we are in preschool, kindergarten, first grade, all the way up to at least eighth grade, you know what we are taught in school? We're taught to express ourselves. You know how we're taught to learn in school when we're very young? Songs. And we're always encouraged to sing along. Always. The entire class was always encouraged to sing along. Scientists have known for years that music soothes the soul and it allows you to feel better about yourself and it allows you to express yourself. So by the time you start going to school, whether you are 1 year old, 2 years old, 3 years old, four, five, six, whatever the case may be, your teachers teach you by songs, by singing. You learn to do what your ABCs? You don't learn to say your ABCs. You learn to sing your ABCs. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me? And that same melody is Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. How I wonder what you are. You know. But, yeah. At a very young age, we are encouraged to use our voice to express ourselves. So you learn to sing when you're very young. Somewhere along the line, we start being afraid to sing. Little kids, little babies, kids, toddlers, once they start going to school, they come home singing everything. You know, at a very young age, I was playing records, buying records. I remember the first record I ever bought, I was 7 years old. I had my mom take me to the record store. I had some records that I wanted to buy. You know, and she was like, okay. So we went up on the ad, up on Shelton Avenue. I remember there was this record store there. And they didn't have the record that I wanted. Like, their selection was all fucked up. But anyway, so we grow up singing. We sing. Somewhere along the line, we are discouraged from singing as much. Oh, you can't sing. Oh, listen to your voice or something like that, where our expression of ourselves through song starts to become stifled, starts to become discouraged. Where does it happen? And how do we come to that space, get in that space, stay in that space? How does that happen? And it definitely happens. It definitely happens. You know, so from a young age, we try to get comfortable around people. We try to be comfortable because when we get comfortable, that means that we're safe. That means that we feel good. That means that we are free to express ourselves without pressure. That means that we're able to have the truth come out. If somebody won't allow you to sing around them, laugh around them, tell jokes around them, entertain them a little bit, you don't have to go overboard. I know some people play too much. I know some people have a hard time ever being serious about anything. I understand that. I get that part. But there is nothing wrong with, you know, when your jam comes on, you want to get up. Some people get up and dance. Some people get up. Some people start singing. Some people like to get up, dance, and sing. But when your song comes on, you want to sing it. So when do we get to the point? What happens to get us to the point where our song comes on and all we are comfortable doing is snapping our fingers, tapping our feet, doing a little chair two-step? But you ain't letting that come out your mouth. Now, you know when you are by yourself, I don't care whether you're in the shower or if you have the comfort of having your own car. It'd be a whole lot of singing going on in the car. La, la. La 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 la. My Sharia Moore, lovely as the summer day. In your car, that's your little box. That's your little studio. It is. It is. It has the acoustics in there. It got the soundproof. Nobody can hear you. I've pulled up the people at the light, and they was getting they Cheryl in on. Yeah, they was getting they Cheryl in on. I'm talking about Got to Be Real and Encore. Yo, good love deserves an encore. Going to a show tonight after working hard 9 to 5. Yeah. Not talking about a movie, no, or a Broadway play that's showing live. And you know, when I pull up to somebody and they getting they jam on in the car, I be feeling good about this shit. I pulled up next to them, and I just watched for a minute, like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Because you can tell they're comfortable in their own skin. They're happy. They're feeling good. The music. It's freeing them. They have a moment of clarity, a moment of expression, a moment to be able to say, yeah, baby, this my shit. And I don't care who hears me. And I'm talking about they really didn't care who heard them because they were singing with the windows down. I'm like, yeah. That's what I'm talking about, Ma. Very rarely do I pull up to a dude and he getting it in like that, though. That's interesting. It's probably safe to say that men lose the song before women lose the song. Because when a man loses the song, he usually loses the song for good. Very rarely do you hear niggas get out, break out and sing. That's why I do it. Because I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Man, fuck these niggas. For real. Like, but what happens when you are laid up, stayed up, prayed up with the person that doesn't want you to express yourself through song, through humor, laughter, through anything? Like, have you ever been involved with somebody that won't let you laugh, won't let you cry, won't let you just, you know, express yourself emotionally in any way? Have you ever been with somebody like that? Because it's a tough thing. It really is. That's a tough situation to be in, and it's a situation that many of us have found ourselves in at a time or two. And more than likely, if you found yourself in that position, you probably have a lot of contempt for ever being in that position. Like, you may have asked yourself, yo, how the hell did I get here? How the hell did I ever get to the point where I couldn't laugh around somebody, I couldn't cry around somebody, I couldn't sing around somebody? How come I can't sing? My song came on and I gotta be like, it happens though. It really does. It happens. And by the time you realize what has happened to you, it's already too late. You may be seriously deeply in love with somebody that won't let you fucking sing or laugh or dance. You ever been with somebody that won't let you sing, laugh, dance? You can't sing. Oh, you can't dance. Look at you. And it's okay for lovers, couples to tease each other. But a lot of times motherfuckers ain't really teasing. I mean, they ain't just teasing. They're really saying, like, you look stupid. Stop doing that shit. You ain't got no talent. You ain't got no... So they're letting you know how little respect that they have for you. It's kind of sad. It is. It's kind of sad. But the saddest part about it is that we have put ourselves in a position where we have accepted that sometimes. Sometimes people have been with each other for years. For years, dog. For years. and they couldn't express themselves. You laid up, stayed up, prayed up with somebody that you can't even be yourself around. Can't be yourself. Shoot. Sly and the Family Stone said, thank you for letting me be myself again. Well, you might be still waiting for your time to be yourself. Because some people will have you living up to the standards that they set for themselves and set for you. So how is it that the things that you do or the things that you want to do have a reflection on who they are, what they are, and what they want to do? I can see if, like, you are a pastor. You a pastor and you messing around with this chick who's a straight stripper, ratchet chick. Projects, ratchet, ratchet from the Jets, and is unapologetic about it. I mean, you don't have to apologize for living in the project, but having the project mentality ain't something that you really want to go out here and be like. Especially if you kicking it with the pastor. Especially if you kicking it with the pastor. So that's one thing. But even with that, if pastor chose you, then pastor needs to deal with you. He might like your little ghetto and freaky ways. So if pastor is too ashamed to let the congregation know that, yeah, I know I'm the pastor, I'm a man of the cloth and all of that. But when the cloth come off, she makes me hard, not soft. When the cloth come off, make me hard, not soft. When the cloth come off, make me hard, not soft. Me real hard, man. I mean, I'm talking about real hard. You understand what I'm saying? I mean hard, hard. I mean hard. Hard like a whole stack of ginger snaps. Do you know how hard that is? I'm talking about hard. Salami and bologna don't get that hard. Hard as a whole stack of ginger snaps. Try biting that. Pretty hard. Pretty hard. So pastor might not be in the position where he could deal with a woman like that, especially if he's unmarried. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the one thing about dealing with a preacher. You want to be the preacher's wife. You have to conduct yourself in a certain type of image that is conducive to giving off that air, that imagery of what a church going and God-fearing couple is. So I get it. Not that I would ever be with it, but I get it. I mean, you know, truth be told, I wouldn't want to be with no ratchet ass joint, you know what I mean, that really don't know no better. But that shouldn't have any effect on her ability to be able to tell jokes, laugh at jokes, or if she thinks something is funny. Shoot, I'm a funny guy. So I'm always joking and teasing and, you know, all that kind of shit. So why would I want to be with somebody who has absolutely no sense of humor? But in my comedian days, I remember being with some chicks who didn't have no respect for that. They had no respect for comedy and all of that kind of stuff. They wasn't in that world. So it didn't stop me, though. I'm like, I am in that world, and this is what I do. So it's not going to matter. But the next man might have really felt some grief over that shit. Like, I got this shorty, and to me, she's all of that and everything, and I don't want to do nothing to mess this up, so I ain't going to be funny around her. I ain't going to tell no jokes around her. I ain't going to take her to none of my shows. I ain't going to show her none of my tapes or none of my performances or none of that shit. All right, that's on you, my G. That's on you. All on you. For me and mine. If what's one of my favorite Jackson song? Five songs. Come on. If Blame It on a Boogie. Don't blame it on the sunshine. Don't blame it on the moonlight. Don't blame it on good times. Blame it on a boogie. Sunshine. Ooh. Moonlight. Good time. Boogie. Yeah. That shit come on. Yeah, I'm dancing and singing. See, I wasn't a big Michael Jackson fan, but I was a really big Jackson 5 fan. There's a difference. I didn't really like Michael Jackson's songs and him that much. But the Jackson 5, I don't think they had too many songs I didn't like. I do think that Michael had a very good voice, though. I ain't going to front on that or hate on that. Cherry Cherry says, that's how you know it's not right when you can't be yourself. I've been in relationships where they only had a slice of me. I wasn't comfortable to show him my whole cherry. I'm show him the whole cherry. Yeah, it's tough. And it's really tougher when you are deep into that situation. Like, you're not just playing around. This might not be just somebody that you're dating, seeing, or trying to get to know. This might be somebody that you are all in with. And you're only able to give them half of, or maybe a quarter or a smaller percentage of what you are, how you are, where you are, who you are. And this shit can go on for years. And it may not have started that way. But with negative control, once you let somebody negative, once you allow somebody to have negative control over you, it just gets worse and worse and worse. Especially if they are not hell-bent on making sure that they respect you. When somebody doesn't really respect you or what you do or respect how you think, how you move, doesn't respect your judgment, I think it just gets darker and darker from there. I think it just gets worse and worse from there. I think it just starts to move in the direction where you start to wonder why and how you're with somebody. But you might not be quick to fix that situation. And that's the crazy part. But of course, everybody else in your world can fix your situation for you better than you can. At least that's how they'll make it seem. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. The reason that other people can give you all of this sound, concrete, no holds barred, use it or lose it advice on how to deal with somebody that you're in love with is because they're not in love with them. See, one of the reasons why I try not to give out relationship advice is because I know for a fact that I can't feel what you feel. That person that you're dealing with doesn't make my heart beat the way it makes, or he or she makes your heart beat. And I don't have to deal with the fallout of emotions that come along with breaking up with them or making moves that make me uncomfortable. So it would be easy for me, if I ignored all of that, it would be easy for me to tell you, well, listen, this is how you play this chick. And I could show you all of the testosterone-fueled chess moves to make. When she do this, you do this. When she do that, you do that. Yeah. I can show you, instruct you how to ignore your woman, how to be defiant towards her, how to be manipulative, controlling, possessive. I can show you how to do all of that easily. And I can show you how to do it in a way that will get her attention and maybe even hold her attention.
But what I can teach you how to do is be comfortable with it, to be able to do it in for the long haul and be okay with it, with every, how to be okay with everything that comes along with it. Now, I can tell you, well, listen, she ain't giving you what you want. You need to drop her. Drop her like a bad habit. But I ain't the one that got to cry about her when she's not around. I'm not the one that has to miss her. I'm not the one that has to deal with really wanting to, you know, with holding that phone in my hand, wanting to dial her number and speak to her, but is allowing my pride to get in the way. I'm not the one that has to deal with that. That's you. So that's why I stay away from relationship advice. But I don't think that there's anything wrong with talking things out and expressing how you feel about something or how you felt about something, or exploring options about how you can coexist or at least be able to live with yourself. That I will do. That I will do. I'll explore options with you, but I'm not going to tell you what to do. Shoot. Have you ever had a friend who got mad at you because you wouldn't break up with somebody or because you wouldn't take their advice in a situation? You ever been with somebody? You know, some people get very upset when they give you the blueprint. When they give you the blueprint of how to handle their business and you don't do it. Don't come crying to me when such and such do this to you or that to you. Don't come crying to me. I mean, they be seriously upset. They mad as hell. They mad. Big mad. Big mad. Big mad. Not little mad. They big mad. Cherry says, that's funny. I'm with a pastor now. I can't go to a bar now. It doesn't look good for pastor's girlfriend to be in the bar. You with a pastor? Sunshine, moonlight, good times, boogie. Hey, if that's, well, one thing about being with a pastor is that you know exactly what it's hitting for when you go into it. Ain't no front in there. You know exactly what the expectations are. That's a lot different than like dating a plumber or electrician or somebody who drives a bus for SEPTA. SEPTA is our local transit system. It's the bus and trains. So, but yeah, with a pastor, you know exactly what you're getting into. So I'm sure that you assess the situation and hopefully you're where you want to be. That's a good look, I guess. Unless you really want to be at the bar. Now, perhaps you could go to a bar where pastor ain't at. His flock won't see you. Even though the flock might be at the bar too, but you can't be at the bar with them. But yeah, it's crazy because when you really think about, you know, what it takes to be around somebody. And like I said, when you first get with somebody, man, there's a plethora of emotions that you might be exposed to. You might really be going all out to try to impress them, to make a good impression, to make sure that you don't rock the boat. You ever been afraid that somebody was going to break up with you when you really wasn't ready to break up with them? Tough situation. It's a very humbling situation. It's tough and it's humbling. It's humbling and it's tough. It's tough. It's humbling and it's humbling and it's tough. It's tough. It's humbling and it's humbling and it's tough. But you learn a lot about yourself in those situations. You learn a lot about what you will do and what you won't do in order to get comfortable in a situation. How you will conduct yourself and how you won't conduct yourself. What you will sacrifice and what you won't sacrifice. You'll learn, you'll get all that. You're going to get all that, homie. You're going to get all that, all that. So, you know, but trying to get comfortable
trying to get comfortable around somebody that you're dealing with. So where do you get, where and how do you get to the point where you can't laugh, dance, and sing around your partner? How do you get to the point where they make you feel silly or stupid or insignificant, small, or humiliated about your laughing, dancing, and singing? Because one thing is for sure, it's real love when you know that you don't have a singing voice and they still encourage you to sing it anyway. Go ahead, baby. Go ahead. Knock yourself out. Like that nigga let you sing while y'all was watching the Super, while he was watching the Super Bowl. Long as you ain't step out in front of the TV, he was good. That motherfucker eating nachos and hot wings while you on the sideline, trying to get his attention by twerking and singing. Singing, twerking, singing, twerking. There's some hoes in this house. 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 Touchdown! Yeah! There's some hoes in this house. 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 There's some hoes. Puerto Rico, ho! Puerto Rico, ho! Not too many men will let you interrupt the Super Bowl. But best believe that if your man lets you interrupt the Super Bowl while you're watching it, that's love. My baby just like to dance and sing. Personally, I love for my woman to sing. I like women that are creative. You know, women that can sing. I don't really care if they can dance, but that's cool too. You know, but I like them to be able to sing, read poetry, write poetry, craft things. My mom was a crafter. She used to make shit. You know, you give her some, you know, she was a seamstress. So she used to sew shit that wasn't clothes. She used to make all kinds. She used to craft things to hang on the wall. You go into my mom, crap, you be like, where'd you get that? She used to make it. She used to make shit. Drive nails in some plywood. She would cover the plywood with some velvet material. Drive some wood in it and take some thread or some yarn and just start making designs. And by the end of that shit, you'd be like, yo, that shit is hot. Plywood, velvet, material, finish nails, yarn, or thread. It was hot. But that's a way for her to express herself. That was a way for her to express herself. That was a way for her to design things and be creative. So I imagine that allowed her to find a happy space for herself during times of stress, worry, uncertainty. Anyway, I like a woman who can do stuff like that, make shit. Anybody can take their money and go to the store and buy shit. But what you craft, make, sing, dance, whatever, that's in your mind. And you may find real beauty in a person's mind. But if you're a jealous, possessive, hating type motherfucker, you might stop them from ever showing their mind. TK Wright says, sometimes it's your own insecurity, though. You can be responding to past rejections. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Past rejections. My last woman wouldn't allow me to sing, dance, crack jokes, laugh, have fun, or be expressive. I don't know if this one is like that, but I, you know, just to be safe,
I ain't going, you know what I mean? I'm going to just chill. Matter of fact, I'm going to play the background. I'm going to play the wall over here. Play the wall. Like, yeah. Y'all go ahead and do y'all thing, man. I'm chilling. Y'all go ahead and do y'all thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Playing the wall. Yeah. Well, you want to dance? Nah. I'm dancing around my last girl. Start getting funny. Talking about I can't dance and all that. Nah, fuck all that. Oh, shit. This is my song right here. Oh, shit. A thousand kisses. Oh, shit. Is never and never too much, never too much, never too much. And I just don't wanna stop all my love. A thousand kisses from you will never be. Never. I'm chilling, y'all. All right, nah, y'all go ahead and do y'all thing. Yeah. Nothing is worse than having to chill when you feel like bugging, because you can't bug out around somebody that you're dealing with. So you might not get no ass tonight because you cracked some jokes tonight. You gotta love me or leave me alone. You gotta love me or leave me alone. You gotta love me or leave me alone. Okay. GK Wright says, I dated a guy from NOLA that wasn't interested in hearing me sing or watching sports with me or hearing about me playing basketball. God damn. Damn. Yeah, that's tough, because I would imagine that's a major part of your life, whether you do it now or whether you did it then or whatever the case may be. That's what you used to do. I could see if it was something like you was telling him about all your sexual escapades about when you used to be a hoe. Yeah, a man probably don't want to hear all that. Your man probably don't want to hear all of that, because that's just a reminder that he should get checked for STDs on a regular basis. Other than that, like, your girl used to run ball. She used to run ball. That was her thing. And y'all together, right? Right. Yeah. But yeah, people will get in the way of you being able to express yourself, and sometimes you will submit to that. It would be different if it was like you like to smoke cigarettes and they don't like cigarette smoke, so you don't smoke around them, or you go outside to smoke or something like that. That's a little different then. Damn. I can't listen to no old school hip hop. I can't listen to no old school hip hop in the crib. I gotta go outside to listen to the old Lady B show. Damn, homie. I'm not cool. GK Wright says, he wasn't rude about it. He'd be like, uh-huh, that's nice. I don't know how to do any of that stuff. Oh, okay. All right, well. But do, well, interesting thing is, like, do you have, I don't have to know what, I don't have to know how to do what you used to do in order for us to kick it. But you know what? I never played basketball. I mean, I played basketball, don't get me wrong. But I never played basketball, like tried to join a team or nothing like that. I ain't got no handle or whatever. I can play D like crazy. Without hacking you, yeah, I can get the ball from you and all that shit. Plus, I can fuck up your hand. A lot of cats don't have no handle. They ain't got no handle. They just want to shoot your lights out all day. But I can prevent. Anyway, so I remember when I was 19 years old, I was dealing with this chick who really had a thing for basketball. She was a basketball groupie. She used to go with the boy, this boy who played for Temple. Well-known dude on the team, too. So I'm like, I'm 19. I think I was the same. I might have been the same age as the boy. Maybe he was a year older, a year or two older, whatever, you know. He wasn't on his way to NBA by any stretch of the imagination, but he was starting on the basketball team. So that was her ex dude. So I'm not going front. Like, yeah, she definitely expressed that she would, you know, she want to be around a dude who played basketball. And of course, he was tall. You know, tall. I'm not 6 feet tall. I'm 5'10". So he was like 6'5", some shit like that. Tall. So I'm like, me being me, I ain't give a fuck. First of all, she was like 5 feet. 5'2", tops. Little joint. And I'm thinking like, oh, so this chick was playing little mind games, like I'm supposed to feel insecure because I don't run ball. Like, we both in college. Plus, I'm fly. Like, are you fucking crazy? Like, you a little fly cutie too, but I mean, at 19, you couldn't tell. At 19? At 19, me? Look. Let me just tell y'all something. And I consider this to be a blessing. I was never raised to stand next to no man and think that man is better than me. I don't give a fuck what he do. I don't give a fuck what he has. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. I know that somewhere along the line, I add up or pass him. That's how I feel. Physically, it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to actually be that way. But in here, that's what it is. And that's the one thing that always kept me from hating on a motherfucker. Like, what? You got guns too. What up, son, dude? Want to battle with Cash and see what son through? Like, that's how I felt. Thank God. Thank God I had parents who made sure that I never felt like, well, you ain't light skinned with curly hair, and here it is 1978, so you ain't gonna be able to rock. My peeps wasn't having that. You the most handsome, you the smartest, you the best, you the most talented. If there's nothing that you can't do, there's nothing that anybody around you can do that you can't do if you put your mind to it, and that you can't do better if you put your mind to it. And the choice is yours. So I realize that everybody can't do that. Everybody can't get there. But I think it's important to be there up here, even if you ain't really there anywhere else, because it'll keep you safe. And that's not even fronting. There's nothing wrong with having self-confidence. Haters call self-confidence false confidence. But there's a difference between self-confidence and false confidence. False confidence is saying that you are something that you're not. False confidence is saying that you're headed somewhere where you're not. Real confidence is recognizing exactly where you are and setting goals and setting goals, aspirations, boundaries, and timeline for when you want to be at a different level of concentration. Concentration, elevation. Yeah. So yeah, when you're a hater, you're always going to discourage a person that has self-confidence by telling them that they have false confidence. You ain't nobody. Who is you? What you going? What can you do? Yeah, that's the kind of stuff. That's the kind of stuff that haters will do. And that's the kind of thing that you may have been exposed to. And it's the worst thing in the world when the person that you share a bedroom with is that person that's doing that to you. That's when it's the toughest. God damn. And he said, and you said, and he was into oldies, but not hip hop. You know, I ain't gonna front. That's strange. When people from our generation, you know, because, I mean, the oldies was cool. But we built the oldies for our generation. Kids born in the late 60s, all throughout the 70s, and were growing up in the 80s, we created hip-hop. It was ours. It's all ours. We built that shit from a passing fad. A phase, you know, just a bunch of black kids, you know, break dancing and scratching on records to the multi-billion-dollar industry that is number one, surpassing all other forms of music. We did that shit. We are the oldies. The oldies are us. Hip-hop is our fucking rock and roll. That's our jazz. Ours. All ours. All ours. Smokey Robinson, Temptation, Tina Marie, Rick James, all that. Yeah, we were alive during their time, but they wasn't, that's not us. We didn't do that. We didn't build that. We don't own that. We don't. So there's nothing wrong with liking oldies, but old school hip hop, that's us. We beat on the table. We. Get on my soapbox, but when we start talking about hip hop, I'll be like, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. You know how many nights I sat in front of the motherfucking radio with my tape on record, trying to make sure that I heard every single new hip hop jam that came out, cutting out the commercials, sometimes getting a piece of the commercial on there, and I remember those tapes. You know those old school tapes. You know, I'm going to check y'all back for a minute. You know when you made your tapes back in the day. You remember those tapes that you made. So when one song goes off, you still remember waiting for the next song that you tape to come on. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. I broke days doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? What? Pirate radio stations out in West Philly. Not real stations. Pirate radio stations playing hip-hop that the Power 99, which is our major
rap and R&B station in Philly. They wasn't playing that shit. So I'm hearing shit, you know, records coming down from New York and up from Miami and shit. I'm like, damn. And the shit was mad. You could barely tape the shit off the radio because, it, you know, when you had a pirate radio station, it was like AM, but lower frequency than AM. So it was mad staticky. Mad staticky. But you heard them beats and them rhymes through all of that. Yo, we find them stations. Remember having the big boom box with the shortwave radio shit? So you could listen to the Kiss 97 and 103.WRK. Anyway, you couldn't hear that shit good, but you did. Okay. And he was into oldies, but okay, my bad. I still have some of those tapes. Yeah, you can't throw them shits away. I just came across some of my old tapes. I mean, I'm never throwing them shits away. I still got a dual tape deck. I don't know what y'all talking about. I still got a dual tape deck. Yes, I do. VJ Ralph McDaniels video show on the U channel. And 98.7. I was like, hold on, yeah. So when people from our generation act like they don't like hip hop or they was never into it, or I'll be like, look, when Eric B and Rakim, you know you got soul, come on. Look, the roof getting raised in this bitch. You know what I mean? It is what it is. But yeah, when you're with somebody that won't allow you to sing and dance and have a good time and reminisce and feel good about yourself, whether you feel good about right now, yesterday, or what's coming up tomorrow. That's a tough situation to be in. But I'm going to tell you, it's real tough being around somebody that you can't sing around. I don't care what your voice sounds like. You give it all you got. And whoever you're with should encourage you to give it what you got. Shit. I tell my bitch to sing. I be like Boosie Cowles. I be like, sing! RUBBERFANS. Rubber fans. And funk the tears. Or, yabba dabba doozy bubba. Bootzilla's here. All right, anyway. Mom, I'm still on my show. What's wrong?
I thought you were going to have dinner with me on my birthday.
Mom, I'll call you back when I get off the show. I'll call you back when I get off the show. All right. Sheesh. Mom, my sister going back to back. They ain't got to watch. You know what I'm saying? See, you, that's how you can tell who watches the show and who don't watch the show. What we doing? Bootzilla, baby. Shout out to Erykah Badu's remake of Four Leaf Clover. Okay. Anyway, yeah, being with somebody who won't allow you to express yourself, laugh, cry, have a good time, you know, say what's on your mind. Yeah, that's a tough situation to be in, and that's a tough person to be with. But it happens, and it happens to most of us.
For how long does it happen? Let me ask y'all a question. Let me get in your business for a minute right quick. Is it happening to you right now? You know what I mean? Because it happened to you before, that's one thing. But what's going on right now? Have you made the escape to expression land? Have you made the escape to expression land? Have you gotten to an area, a place where you're able to say what's on your mind? Get up and dance a jig. Act a fool a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And if you are in a place where you're not able to be who you are, well, what makes you still want to be there? I ain't telling you to leave there. I'm just asking you, you know what I'm saying? You know, what makes you want to stay put? Wapum. 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 Yeah, it's a tough situation to be in where you can't be yourself. It's just tough. Emily Dunlap in the house. I said it. Emily, good to see me. Some of you, thanks for coming on through. You know how we do. Everything is going to be all right. Y'all my crew. All right. All right. TK Wright says, it was tough because we vibed on science and education, but I never felt like I could be my full self. So you could give them most of the pieces of the pie, but you had to leave out a few slices. Emily talking about some, don't be putting Mama Rosie off for no show. Well, you know, if it wasn't for you, do you know that nobody would know my mom's name? Emily, at the expense of appearing crass, to be crass, you, my dear, are a snitch. And that's pretty pathetic. Mm-hmm. Talking about some Mama Rosie. You make her sound like she Italian or something. She ain't, you know. I ain't got no white people in my family. Not bloodline anyway. I think I can say that. Well, okay, not original bloodline, you know what I'm saying? Okay. TK Wright says, my current man makes me want to hold him and sing and then dunk a b-ball in his face. That's love. It sounds like that's he'll let you do that? Yo, niggas will let you dunk on them? You know what I'm saying? Wait a minute. You got some others. He'll let you dunk on them? Dunk? Sheesh. I ain't never seen no man stand up and get, you know, and agree to get dunked on. You're going to be on a highlight reel. And we said, he lucky I can't grab his neck. Hush your mouth. Emily is from the South. They add mama to names. Do they gotta add names to mama? That's my question. They gotta add names to mama. I'm from the South, too. Ask anybody in Canada. I'm from the South. I even talk from the South. Hey, yo, mama. Hey, mama. Hey, mama. Hey, mama. 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 See? I'm from South. DK Wright says, no, I doubt that he'll let me dunk on him. What's it going to be? Want to be ballers, shot? Okay, all right. So, yeah, being with somebody that won't allow you to laugh. I mean, listen, man, you got to be with somebody that'll let you sing. Me, 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 me. Me, 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 me. You ain't got to sing great. Just sing from the heart. You know what I mean? Somebody should want to put a song in your heart. Spring in your step. You might not be happy about everything that goes on between you and them. You know, life does go on. But I do believe you should be able to sing. I think you should be able to sing. I do. I think you should be able to sing. Can't. Well, I ain't saying that you need to cut that zero and get with a hero, but you should evaluate and express, or at least get to the point where you can have the conversation about why or why not you're not able to be what you want to be. Express yourself through song, through dance, through some type of artistic expression. You should be able to do it. And that's whether they enjoy what you do or not. You know, I don't have to like everything that my woman does in order to still enjoy being with her. Like, for example, I don't particularly like weave or makeup or anything like that. But sometimes you got to deal with that shit. I'm definitely not into, you know, reality TV or celebrity gossip or any of those kinds of things like that. But I mean, that might be, you know, that might be her thing. Shit, a lot of bitch ass niggas, they like that shit. A lot of bitch ass niggas like Wendy Williams and shit like that. As soon as I hear a man say a word like gossip, I'll be like, I see you, homie. Well, T. Carrie Wright says, never again will I be with someone who makes me feel like I can't be my full self. I understand. Emily Selgmausen got me choking. You ain't choking until I do it. Let me do it. Let me do it. T. Carrie Wright says, my ex-husband always wanted me to, I bet that says sing or whatever Sibga is. As long as I sang better than his first wife, wow, 16 years, and he only heard me sing 3 times, like in church. So I wasn't playing. Bernard Adolphus, he says, good afternoon. And how you doing this afternoon? I hope everything is okay with you. Have a blessed day, my friend. Yeah, have a blessed day, too. Bernard Adolphus, I appreciate you coming through. Thanks for the support. Love is love. But, yeah. Your life shouldn't be governed by having to always stifle the way that you express yourself. I mean, it's the same way as being with somebody who you can't talk to. Like, I can't talk to you about nothing because you always either minimize the importance of what I'm talking about, or try to make me seem like I'm crazy or stupid or small or insignificant or whatever. That's a mean thing to do to somebody. That's mean. It is. That's mean. That's mean. It's definitely not a good way to build on a relationship with somebody. And it's not a good way to be able to, it's not a good way to develop your mental and emotional health. Your mental and emotional health can really suffer by somebody stopping you from expressing yourself. Like at work, sure, at work, you might not be able to do certain things, but shoot, you know, some people, you know, everybody has a coworker, somebody at work that shows out all the time. I, you know, people who sing at work, people who dance at work, people who bring in food for everybody, people who always push the boundaries and limits of what the rules are at work, people who try to wear jeans. You know, so you know how some people have dress down Friday. Well, you always want to have a person that will try to wear a pair of black denim jeans because there are no jeans allowed at the job, so they'll wear black denim. Like, these not jeans? What, because they're not blue denim? Yes, they are still jeans. Like, no, they not. By the way, speaking of which, one way to get around wearing jeans at work or not being able to wear jeans at work, buy twill. Twill. One good thing about twill is that you can always pass it off like they're khakis. But just make sure you don't buy them skinny. Like these cats out here, you got to remind them not to buy no skinny shit. But you can wear twill. You can get them in any color, because most twill pants don't come in denim. So there's a way to wear jeans without being detected. Now they might catch on if you do it too much. You go out and buy 10 pairs of twill jeans. So you got them in black. You got them in black, green, khaki, red, brown, pink, gray, blue, but not denim blue. Like you got them in navy, royal blue, and maybe even yellow. Don't do it every day. Don't do it every day. But you will be able to say, these are not jeans. Shout out to Dress Down Friday, though. Shout out to Dress Down Friday. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Dress Down Friday when it's on a pay Friday. You know the pay Friday when you get the good lunch. Shout out to payday lunch. Ain't nothing like payday lunch, is it? Yo, ain't nothing like payday lunch. That's when your lunch goes from the normal $5 to $10 a day all the way up to $30, $40. Yeah, this the payday lunch. That's right, TK, right? Just got paid Friday. No, is it Friday night? Just got paid. Friday night, dun, dun, dun. Feeling right, money in my pocket. Rest in peace to Johnny. Whoever sung that song. I can't remember his last name. They used to run that song on the radio. Johnny Kemp. Yeah, okay, good looking. Yeah, they used to run that song so much. I ain't gonna front. I hated that song. They used to play it so much. I used to be like, oh, God. And all the Israelis, you know, the Jews that I work for, at the clothing store that I work for, they loved that song. Well, it got played. Oh, it was a rotation constantly. They'd be like, yeah. Friday night, just got paid. The 80s, baby. That was the 80s.
That was them 80s. That was them 80s. So, yeah. I think you should be able to have a conversation with your man or your woman about, you know, the level of comfortability that you are allowed to express with each other. Because if I can't get comfortable with you, then I can't be happy with you. I can't feel safe around you. I can't feel supported. And I may not be able to feel supportive. You know, I know if it was me, if I'm around somebody that won't allow me to be myself or to express myself, then I'm not going to be willing to support them in anything that they do either. Like, man, fuck, you know what I mean? Shit, I can't be me. Why am I going to help you be you? And I don't normally support the whole tit for tat thing, but everything in life has its place. Everything has its place. And if somebody won't allow you to get comfortable with them or even with yourself, then that ain't the place that you need to be. All right, y'all, let's get ready to get on a body here. Let's get ready to get on a body here. I think we've done enough. We might done enough. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. February 7th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. Look at the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. Look at the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. Look at the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get, I'm sorry, this is the 6th. This is not the 7th. This is the 6th of February. My bad. My bad. Number one out the box, Mike Harmon, turning 61 years old today. Happy birthday to you, my brother. And also, Saida McMorris, turning 34 years old today. And Jason Anwar Sadat Sneed, turning 43 years old today. And Sophia Bethel, turning 51 years old today. And also, Monica Belzer, turning 26 years old today. And Felicia Johnson, turning 51 years old today. 71 babies coming through. They coming through. And Paulette Jennings, turning 57 years old today. And Yenny Torblio, turning 33 years old today. And Shanita Bradshaw, turning 38 years old today. And Sonia McAdoo, turning 52 years old today. You know why? Because she's a 1970 baby with the blind, with the crippled, the crazy. Yeah. And Melissa Emery, turning 55 years old today. Deuce Nichols and Patricia Ann Jones, turning 64 years old today. And Sophia Bethel, turning 51 years old today. Oh, Sophia Bethel has two accounts. Okay. I'm like, what the hell? Okay. And and Barbara Ayala, turning 40 years old today, broke the 30 barrier. Welcome to the 40-40 Club. And go get her. Our girl, Onyx Nova McGee, turning 46 years old today. Yay. Yo, good looking out, and happy birthday to you, Onyx. And also Trevor Griffiths, turning 50 years old today. And Cannon Rivera, last but not least, Cannon Rivera, turning 41 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares his birthday on this glorious. February 6th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. A rock out, rock on and do the damn, the rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, you laid up, laid with, all in with somebody that won't let you call in, won't let you start breaking out in the song and start bawling, won't let you express yourself, won't let you improve your emotional health, won't let you come on out and say what you want and what you can do. They want you to be who they want you to. And that's not the way that you live, but that's the way they want you and what you would get. And yo, you could do a little better than that, and I would encourage you to hurry up and get with that. And that's work. So if you can't sing around them, if you can't dance around them, if you can't rap around them, if you can't cry around them, if you can't sigh around them, if you can't be yourself, if you can't sew, if you can't craft, if you can't tell them what's going on in your life or what's happening with your day or what's going on inside your mind, you might want to explore some other options about how the dynamics of your relationship are set up. Don't let anybody stop you or discourage you from saying what's wrong with you, because that's abuse. It is. And when you can't express what's wrong with you because of fear of rebuttal or rebuke, that's abuse. And it's unnecessary control, very negative. So, peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love you all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love you all right back to life. I hope y'all enjoyed listening to the show as much as I enjoyed broadcasting it. I will be back tomorrow at 7 p.m. for the Daily Go Get a Rhythm show. So I want to thank y'all all for rocking out with me. So Blog Talk, I'm going to get you on up out of here. Yes, I am. Oh, yes, I am. And also, for my Instagrammers, your five slammer jammer, thanks for coming on through and let me exercise my grammar. Peace. Yeah. And for my YouTubers, you know just how we do, but thanks for coming on through. See you on the other side.